G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
How to get the most out of God's Word and not to hurry over it. Your Word, Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. The day I was converted, I longed to dig into the Bible and make up for many years I had never hardly read it. I learned fairly quickly, but the desire has always been there, but not so strong as it is now as I go into my 75th year. That desire has been more intensified by my being brought into contact, especially over recent years, with some of the finest preachers in the whole world on the internet, through websites like Sermon Audio. You can freely download the cream of the best preaching over the whole world at this website. This is not a plug, but helpful advice from one who has been mightily blessed through it. What a privilege, wouldn't you agree? I have learned a great amount by listening to a huge number of preachers and Bible teachers who stand wholly on the Bible, the Word of God. They clearly explain the Bible by having been diligent, studying many, many hours themselves, not only for their own spiritual benefit or even their own congregations, but for the benefit of all who are earnestly wanting to get to grips with the content of the best book in all the world, the world's best seller. But how many take advantage of the better side of the internet and listen to the best exposition from God's holy word? I know you'll probably say to me, I know enough of my Bible, I'm quite contented with my present knowledge. Or again, you may say quite rightly, I'm a practical Christian and I'm getting on with living the Christian life. I commend you for that and I'm happy with you up to a point. In today's age, many are beginning to ask questions of us and demand quite rightly what Christianity is all about. My own experience over many years is that as we dig into God's word for knowledge, as well as understanding, and apply it to our own individual life, which is a must of course, we do need to follow one of the most important Bible teachings in the whole of the scriptures, which is, be ready to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. If we were football players, we would be practicing and practicing for hours on end in order to be at the top of our game. Likewise, if we are good cooks, male or female, we will do all we can to top the next meal we cook. We have an amazing textbook as Christians for our profession, but it needs studying to get the most and the best out of it. This readiness is not for preachers and evangelists alone, but for all who profess Christ as our Saviour, Lord and King. One last thought. It is such a full volume and needs to be studied slowly, in order to go over and over scriptures which may be familiar, in order to squeeze out the sweet, beneficial nectar and fruit which is there if we search diligently enough, which may mean going over and over passages word by word, but it's worth it, I can assure you. We also in our day and age have the Bible in our own native language. We have so many commentaries and dictionaries and lexicons and endless helps on websites such as eSword. Again, more free downloads of commentaries, Bibles, devotional books, you name it, is there. Amazon Kindle books also are so easy to obtain and put onto your computer screen at a very reasonable price. Whether you have a Kindle, a tablet, etc. or not, you can download a Kindle electronically. Did you know that? Yes, you can. The app is free from Amazon, and the books include some of the best Christian authors from the present and the past ages. We are greatly indebted to Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones for making us aware of the writers from the 16th to 18th century, including the Puritan era. Men's writings like Charles Spurgeon, Thomas Watson, J.C. Ryle, he brings to our attention. In this day and age, everyone wants everything quickly. Instant this and instant that. If you want to grow as a Christian, you have to give attention to it and take the time. Turn the TV off for a couple of hours each day, and you'll be so blessed, I can assure you. Can I also recommend on the internet davidpawson.org, mljtrust.org, both free downloads of many, many wonderful Bible teaching for you to enjoy and to put into practice. And if you seek the Lord for discernment, he will lead you to the best teachers you can learn from. I can assure you, the more you soak yourselves in God's word, the devil will be pressed back and will not want to come near you. My reason for saying this is this. Remember Matthew 4 and Luke 4, where Jesus is being tempted by the devil? Jesus answered him by what means to defeat him? By quoting Bible texts at him. And eventually the devil left him for a season. So clothe yourselves in God's armour each day, Ephesians 6:10-18. Soak yourselves in God's word. Not 5 minutes, but at least an hour, plus prayer daily. God is the most important person in the whole of the universe and deserves our attention, doesn't he? Remember, one day you're going to see him. Better get to know him right now, don't you think?
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, it is our chief delight to talk with you and listen to you speaking to us through the scriptures. Help us to make more time to spend with you and learn from the Holy Spirit all about Jesus Christ and God the Father as well as himself. There are many things that occupy our minds during the day, and if we are honest, we don't need to be spending as much time as we do on the less important occupations. Forgive us and give us discernment to spend each day more wisely, remembering the words of the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come and your will be done," and to feed on your strengthening word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.